Joining us in the studio, Dr. Jim Roberts from BCSC. Hello.
Hello.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You know, things ever evolving across the country right now. But
they are.
Tell us where BCSC is at right now.
Sure. Well, BCSC, like most of the country, is navigating uncharted waters. At this point in time, I think this is an unprecedented time for all of us. But as we announced on Friday afternoon, we are closed beginning next week. So fortunately, maybe a luxury for us as we prepare for a couple of week time closure is that we are on spring break this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so have a little bit of time to prepare and make sure all details are addressed and taken care of as we then get into next Monday, March the 23rd, and start 2 weeks of not having school and instead utilizing e-learning days. So we are out technically from Monday, March the 23rd through Friday, April the 3rd. And during that time, we will be utilizing e-learning days. Now, listeners who are aware of the governor saying, hey, schools, if you close, we are going to waive 20 days that you don't have to make up. We are going to put those in our back pocket. I don't know what the future looks like exactly as different news comes out. It seems like every minute we hear something new that to tell us maybe we need to be heading in a different direction. But for the time being, we are going to utilize our e-learning days and make sure we are having school, trying to continue education going as well as we can.
Okay. And of course, you are aware that this, can create a stressful situation for parents, and working to create an all-inclusive chunk of information for them right now, right?
That's right. So we do understand the impact we have on the community. We have about 11,500 kids that report to our school buildings each day and 2,000 employees. So whenever we do not go to school, almost 14,000 people are impacted just in terms of whether or not they come to our buildings. And then the extra impact on all of those family members that are involved in that and what happens when our kids don't come to us. So we do understand the burden that places on people. From our standpoint, and as we get ready for next Monday, we are trying to address many details. One of those is food, meal provision, for example. We do realize how important it is that we provide meals to the best of our ability. So we are working on some sites where meals can be picked up and maybe even delivering to some additional sites within the county. So it makes it easier for parents, families to get to those and take advantage of those services. Additionally, we were fortunate, I guess, thinking that something like this might happen, that before we left for spring break, we did announce to our kids to take home their devices.
Great.
I think most of them have done that, but I am sure that not 11,500 of them did that. So we're also making provisions to try to get devices to kids, families, who didn't do that. And then other just things that we're trying to look at. Medications, for example. Do we have medications in the schools that families are wishing that they could have? So there'll be some things done over the course of this week, over the next 2 days. We're putting in some very specific plans on meals, for example, as I said, but also having our buildings, or at least some of them, open for a short period of time, perhaps Monday the 23rd, for people to come in and get a device, get medications, get other material supplies, resources they might need to try to make these next 2 weeks work as best as they possibly can.
All right. So like you said, working to have that information out on Wednesday.
Yes. Wednesday is the date that we have set. Hopefully we can get something even out before then, but our drop dead deadline is Wednesday. So many details come out at that time. So we'll certainly report it to this radio station, other media outlets, as well as our social media sites, just trying to make sure families are aware of the information that we have.
All right. And we have you scheduled to come visit again on Thursday.
All right.
So we'll get an update from you then. We certainly appreciate BCSC and you and your staff being proactive on this and letting us know all the information we need.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I'll see you on Thursday.